AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with cabinet members and doctors around the country 100 days since the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade and the follow-up actions by Republican-controlled legislatures and governors. He warns that the next step could be the unraveling of access to birth control.
Folks, what century are we in? I mean, what are we doing? I respect everyone's view on this, personal decisions they make, but my Lord, we're talking about contraception here. It shouldn't be that controversial.
Most abortions are banned in at least 14 states, and others are weighing severe restrictions. Wisconsin OBGYN Dr. Kristen Lyerly says she now has to consider the whims of the local state prosecutor as she treats her patients.
Can I count on him to trust my clinical judgment? Looking back, would we agree that I met the criteria, that my patient was sick enough? The effects are chilling.
Lyerly and other doctors say the more restrictive laws have implications far beyond abortion. They're seeing problems with miscarriage care and pregnancy loss. 71 people now known dead in Florida from Hurricane Ian. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino tells WFTS.
I wish there wasn't one casualty. Okay, but the reality is we're at 55.
The sheriff says he's also concerned about looting.
We've had four incidents which has resulted in arrest. It saddens me. It sickens me that I'm going to say that people are looting at a time like this. But again, I wanted to get the message out clear.
President Biden travels to Florida tomorrow. Aaron Judge breaks Roger Maris' American League home run record of 61, the current Yankee star hitting number 62 in tonight's second game of a doubleheader between New York and the Texas Rangers. The doubleheaders were his 54th and 55th game in a row since August 5th. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump wants the Supreme Court to step in over his effort to prevent the Justice Department from investigating possibly classified documents in his Florida resort.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to step into the legal fight over classified documents seized during an FBI search of its Florida estate. The Trump team has asked the court to overturn a lower court ruling and permit an independent arbiter or special master to review the roughly 100 documents with classified markings. A three-judge panel last month limited the review to the much larger group of non-classified documents. Trump's lawyers submitted the Supreme Court application to Justice Clarence Thomas, who oversees emergency matters from Florida and several other southern states. Thomas can act on his own or, as is usually done, refer the emergency appeal to the rest of the court. The government is being asked to respond to the petition by October 11th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.